That's R.E.M. Christian O'Connor, Bevan Shaw, Virgin Radio, soon to be Absolute Radio. It's 7 minutes past eight. And now it's time, then, we'll have Gary Cole on the show from Snow Patrol, asking what he thinks of our new name. Thank you very much for the text. Christian, just so you made your announcement, we were driving behind a Range Rover with a number slave. Now, I guess there's something that's been invented that I don't know about at Halford. I'm guessing that's a predictive text error for plate. Slave? The P and the S, you're nodding there, Brian?
Yep.
Yeah. Mime's not so good on the radio, mate. That's not the absolute way from now on. Number slave that reads absolute. That, I wonder if that really happened. Spooky. Stuart and Zoe on the way to work from Leighton Buzzard. We're just trying to call you, actually. Brian's just trying to get hold of you to see if that definitely happened. And if you're still behind it as well, please take a little picture on your camera phone and send it in to us. Christian, it's a better name for the best radio station. I mean, you absolutely are the best. As long as you keep up the same style of music and also the 80s music. We will be, don't worry about that. Great name. Looking forward to bigger and better things. That's from Chris in Bournemouth. OK, right. We do a thing every Tuesday on the show where you can share your dilemmas with us. This can be big or small, something that's going on with you at the moment and you're trying to get your head around it, and we give you our opinion, and often what happens make things a bit more confusing and worse for you and leave you none the wiser. But hey, we can't always do it. Last week, I think we actually wanted to sort one out. Someone went away happy for the first time in this feature's history. So for your dilemmas, 0330 123 1215, and you can also text 81215. Brian, as always, has an unusual one that's actually created a big argument with you and your girlfriend.
Yes.
She said you shouldn't even be talking about it on the radio.
No.
She heard you Sunday night talking to me about this thing you'd done over the weekend. I was like, what did you tell him for?
Yeah, and to be honest, I think she might be right, you know? I think she might be right. Where do we start with this one?
Well, it's a genuine dilemma about something you did over the weekend.
Yeah, so over the weekend, I watched an episode of the...
I'm sorry, we just had an email come down from the boss. If you could just like use absolute, drop it in.
Over the weekend,
I had an absolutely brilliant weekend.
I was having an absolutely brilliant time, and I decided, let's absolutely watch a DVD, honey.
Yeah.
And I watched The Office, the American one.
No, you watched the box of Absolutely Fabulous.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but I didn't watch The Office. Yeah, but anyway, and so I was absolutely sitting down.
Let's drop the absolutely stuff. This doesn't do my head in.
Sorry,
already.
Yeah, it's hurting me as well. Absolutely. I'll drop it. I'll stop doing it. So I was watching The Office, and there was a bit song in there in the background.
The American Office?
The American Office, yes.
It's amazing, that is, isn't it? People haven't discovered this. It's well worth shelling out a couple of quid to buy it. But yeah, so you're watching that.
Yep. And they had a song in it, and it was, and it's the one that goes...
Hey!
Yeah, so I had it in my head the
whole
weekend.
Sampled by KLF, didn't they?
Doctor and the Medics, yeah, the old Doctor Who, but the original, you know, the original Rocky one. I was like, what's that? So I looked up on the internet, and it's by Gary Glitter.
Not a kind of word search you want to be putting into Google, to be honest. I mean, you've probably already been profiled somewhere, and you might be chucked in the back of a van later on today.
Exactly. But do you know when you get a song in your head, and you're humming it all the time, you're singing it, and I've got to have it, I've got to get it off iTunes, I've got to get it off
Absolutely.
A CD or whatever. So there was I on Sunday afternoon, sitting in front of my iTunes, wondering whether or not
to type in the GG.
It was okay to buy, it's called Rock and Roll Part 2, the song.
Oh, yeah.
Whether to buy the song by Gary Glitter.
Oh, God.
And in the end, I did. I bought it, and even I was worried because, you know, in iTunes, when you buy a song, it says, are you sure you want to buy this song? Mm. I think it did it twice.
But it was a moral question, was it, was asking you?
I think it's saying, are you sure you want to buy this song? So I don't know whether I should.
So what, you paid 79p, whatever it was?
79p, yeah, for the song. For the old Gary Glitter song.
Here's the thing. You're not the only one who's been using that recently. At the Olympics, the volleyball, they were using that when there was a break in play. And obviously, I don't think they realised what was going on with Gary trying to get into that gorgeous country and indeed any country whatsoever. So you want to know whether... Because how much money do you... Because if you give him money and he's getting it, then I'd say
check.
No way.
I need to check whether he wrote it all. Because the thing is, though, what if Gary and the rest of the band wrote it? Right, and
the Glitterati. What were the rest of them called? Gary and the Glitters.
So you know, say that,
something like that.
Say, for instance, there's four members of the band.
Yeah.
Are three of them, because I'm making a moral stand, not going to get any cash?
Is this a mass question again?
Are they being punished?
Gary Glitter's band, get that mass man back on.
Are they being punished for Gary's mistakes? I don't know what to do. I literally don't know whether I should.
Here's the thing. I genuinely don't know what to do. Brian's not making this up. You can't make up something like this. But here's the thing. Why would you want that song in your iPod? Because in my mind, you don't think of, like, you know, and having a dance or in the gym. I think of that man in the goatee and those weird glasses. Where do you even get glasses like that? They cost a lot of money. You're putting in his back pocket, my friend.
This is when he was back in the 70s, when he was, when he had some hair and, you know, used to wear the platform.
Oh, what? So, likeable, Gary. You think that's...
No. I'm just saying... I don't... I mean, I was walking down the street yesterday singing it.
Pretty soon you'll be running down the street. You need to go on that register. People need to know if they're living near someone like you. Downloading stuff like that on the internet. You're stop it. Stop it. That, I tell you what now, that is definitely not an absolute classic. 12 minutes past 8. I think it's pretty clear cut how you're going to feel about this, but he's done it again, isn't he, Ryan? 0330-123-1215. It's Virgin Radio, soon to be Absolute Radio, 12 minutes past 8.